Well, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Sean and Obi, and we have with us today Grant Sabin. And Grant's going to be playing some tunes for us and Casper at Keg and Cork on Friday evening, and we're very happy to have him with us. What's up, Grant?
Doing good, man. How are you doing?
Doing well, buddy. Doing well, man. So so I've been listening to some of your stuff on YouTube, and God, dude, I'm very impressed, man. Your blues prowess is truly amazing. Grant's been called by many people a lot of great things. Some of the things that I was just reading online, one of the hardest working musicians around, a unique, talented blues prodigy, and so many other words of good praise. And I'm just excited I get to see you on Friday, man. So I guess maybe just tell us a little bit about where you got your start in music, and we'll just go from there.
Cool. Well, yeah, I started playing guitar when I was around like 10 years old. And then when I was 12, my dad started taking me to this blues club here in Colorado Springs called Jimbo's Bike and Coffee. And it was a place that had coffee and also repaired bikes and also had awesome blues bands play there. And
sweet, dude.
So, yeah, I kind of cut my chops at that place and met a guy named John Alex Mason, who ended up teaching me a lot about playing Delta blues guitar and slide guitar and stuff like that.
Rad, dude. And so you've been pretty much playing ever since you were 12 or 13?
Pretty much, yeah. I started playing shows when I was 13.
Now, when did you put out your first album again?
I think it was 2006, I'm pretty sure. I was around 15 when I made that album.
Right? I remember you told me that story a while back, and I was just floored by that. And then when did you guys start going around with the highball? How long has the highball been together?
The Juke Joint Highball came about pretty much because me and my buddy Joe Johnson were on the road, and we were touring down to Mississippi, where he's from, and played some shows out there. And I think it was just kind of, you know, like traveling around and going to places in Clarksdale and seeing like Fred McDowell's gravesite and stuff like that, that kind of just kind of put the bug in his ear to start a blues band. So we also actually, the name itself came from our friend Randy, who used to be a Baptist preacher, and then he moved up to Colorado, and he's a really cool guy, and he actually came up with the name the Juke Joint Highball.
Well, I love the name, dude. It's it speaks exactly to kind of what you guys are. So, like, you guys, you know, just hearing some of your stuff together as a band, like, you guys are so good at feeding off one another. And, like, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Like, how do you guys, you know, what's your stage presence feel like to you? Like, how do you guys work together as a band?
Well, honestly, it's like a really loose thing. It's like, we just kind of, really, like, if somebody has something cool to like input into a song, we always remember that. So like new songs are always constantly changing, and they always kind of turn into something that wouldn't be the same if Joe and Kevin weren't a part of it, you know? So it's like, it's all really that, like, I'll bring a song to these guys and we'll just juke around it until it turns into something that we're all familiar with after a while, you know? But we play stuff differently pretty much every time.
So it's just like every time you guys play a song, it's a building experience, and it's going to be that much more the next time, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, usually.
God.
By the time we get stuff recorded, usually things are kind of more solidified, but...
Sure. You
know. Yeah.
God, that's sweet. Well, speaking of recording, so you guys have another album coming out pretty soon here then, is that right? Or what is it, Bourbon and Milk?
Yeah, Bourbon and Milk is coming out on August 3rd.
Now, is that going to be solo stuff, or is that more focused at the highball?
That's going to be a lot of stuff with the Juke Joint Highball, and then a few solo songs on there as well.
Nice.
But I'm pretty excited about that. We recorded all of that out in Sedalia, Colorado, in the mountains with our friend Mark Benning, who engineered that at Hideaway Studios, and did most of it in pretty much like a day or day and a half. And just kind of studio and just did pretty much what we do at shows and just recorded it. So.
Did you guys just play live all together in one room?
Yeah, the only thing that we overdubbed was harmonica. That was the only
wow
on the whole album. Yeah,
That's incredible, man. So you get, it's basically like a live album or live studio album. Is that what they call them?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's mostly live. There was, like I said, there's like an overdubbed harmonica and a couple overdubbed like guitar sounds here and there on the album. But other than that, it's almost like entirely live. It's all also bass was overdubbed. So essentially what was done live is what me and Joe and Kevin do at shows.
Amazing, dude. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait to hear that album, man. That's that is way sweet. So you guys did that what was the name of the studio?
It's called Hideaway Studios. It's out in Sedalia, Colorado.
Okay, Sedalia, Colorado. So, and you mentioned Mississippi. Like, where else has your guys' music taken you across this great land of America?
Well, I've played all over the place. I play out in the Northwest pretty frequently, and this summer I'll be playing some shows out in California, and I like playing in Missouri. Pretty much anywhere where I have friends that I can play with, I'll go there and play some shows, you know.
Hell yeah, dude. You got any a favorite story from the road that you think about often, or?
Oh man, there's a lot of good stories from the road. I mean, every time we go to Casper, there's some pretty great stories that they're always evolving, you know. I mean, Bourbon and Milk is a story from the road, and it's all just kind of, mostly we don't have stories, we just have a lot of bullshit. We just have like we create a lot of like inside jokes with each other, and that's what Bourbon and Milk's all about. And we got a whole bunch of, we have like an entire theology of shit in this band, which is really fun.
That's great, dude. All groups of friends, all good groups of friends seem to have that. And if you can turn that into music, that's all the better, man.
Yeah, totally.
Well, dude, so you guys are playing at the Keg and Cork on Friday night. And, dude, I can't thank you enough for coming on and talking with us. And I just can't wait till Friday night, dude. I'm looking so forward to it and looking forward to meeting you in person and hearing some of them tasty riffs up close and personal, dude. So
thanks, man. I'm looking forward to it, too.
Right on. Well, thanks so much again for joining us, Grant. We'll see you guys soon, dude.
Cool. See you on Friday.
All right. Cool. Later, man. Bye.
Deep in your heart, girl, you know that you've done me wrong. thought you were mine. You know, angel, I thought you were mine. Find out you're giving my best friend all your precious, sweet loving time. Drove past your house tonight, the lights were on, but nobody inside was home.